It won't be ready until the end of the month. There are still a few jobs awaiting completion inside, but a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Monday at what's known as the Geico Woodland Lodge. When it's open, the lodge will accommodate up to 40 campers and features a kitchen, fireplace, and handicap access bathrooms. Cradle Beach trustee Dana Kimberly, whose great-grandfather opened the camp in 1888, explains another key feature, a common area that provides a view of woodland through large picture windows.
You know, a lot of the kids come in from the city, and having that Zen spirit here at Cradle Beach and being able to be quiet with themselves and think about their lives in a whole different way, get a different perspective, is really what this building is going to allow them to do.
It's also built to house guests during the winter months. There is demand for use of the camp for retreats during the cold weather months, but older shelters there are not necessarily winterized. James Tilley, chairman of the Campaign for a Greater Cradle Beach, says there are more expansion plans in the works.
What will follow is a performing arts center, which will be behind us. We hope to start that project in the fall. We believe we've secured funding for that. Just has to be confirmed. Also a science center, which will probably be realized sometime next year to support our living classroom program here.
Officials note construction of the lodge was made possible in great part by a campaign that convinced local companies to provide materials and labor while not making a profit. Services were given either at cost, for a reduced cost, or none at all. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.